So I'm super excited. My name is Valerie Branch. I'm producer with the host, Michelle, Dr. Michelle Hernandez, right?
Yes, yes.
Hi.
Hi.
So this is our first podcast that we're doing. And this is kind of to give you a sense of who are you listening to when you tune in? Who is this Dr. Michelle Hernandez? Why do I want to know her? Why is she a guru? Is she from India? Is it cultural appropriation?
Right.
It probably is. I know you through having done interviews before and mutual friends, me in the comedy community and mm-hmm. you in the disability advocacy community.
Right.
And there's a small Venn diagram where they actually overlap. And that's one of your shows that's coming up.
Yes.
So I wanted to start by how did you become this thing called the disability guru?
What was the turning point? When did it all come together? Well, I think for me, I was diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis when I was 3 years old.
At 3 years old, you wanted to be a guru. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I knew then that somebody was going to have to put this on blast. But through my life and a whole bunch of experimental procedures at hospitals and medication and life experience, having kids, getting married, going to school, becoming a doctor, which is not an easy task, doing research on disability, and just living in the Bay Area where everybody's like, oh, if you're disabled, you need to go to Berkeley, California. Well, that's not necessarily the case. And so
I want to go more into that because I've heard that come up in some of the podcasts that we've recorded.
Right.
So it seems to be a mecca of sorts.
Yeah.
But
definitely.
It sounds like everywhere, there's a lot of room for improvement.
Exactly. And I think for me recently, last year, my health declined and I just became kind of really self-absorbed in a situation where I needed to figure out how to fight for my life and actually live it as a person instead of being, let me just say, the quotations like the sick patient, the disabled one, the poor kid in the wheelchair. And for me, I just figured that I have to use my strengths, and I just went through a checklist on what can I possibly do to help others if I'm in such a physically declining physical state.
Right.
So I came up with this idea.
On that checklist was, well, I can certainly talk.
Yeah, I can talk and I can bitch a lot. So.
Well, and you give voice.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a way to tell your story, and it's a way to touch people and to help them have hope. I feel like it's an interactive approach, honestly. I mean, becoming a doctor and sitting with patients and clients.
Doctor of, by the way?
Oh, PhD in clinical psychology with a minor in neuropsychology.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I'm a brainiac, literally. Yeah. But it always occurred to me that I get just as much out of my clients as they get out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in our world today, we need that. We need to come together as a community and express love and compassion instead of hatred and divisiveness. It's not working. It's really honestly just killing us all slowly, I think.
So while we're here, might as well make it better.
Right.
In our own capacity. And I love that you've stepped into this role. And I'm really honored to be able to facilitate you in doing that.
Thank you so much. Because I'm like a scaredy cat.
Oh, that means you're doing something important.
Yeah, so I'm like being really brave. And I'm like, no, I couldn't. But I'm like, Michelle, don't make excuses. And I'm doing it.
You are.
I'm really proud of myself.
I'm stoked. You are stepping this beautifully. And I myself am really honored because I have been able to sort of have this fly on the wall perspective and learn a ton about what it is to be an advocate. What it is to be temporarily able-bodied, right?
Right.
Nina G taught me that one. Like, we're all disabled at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, and usually both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children need their diapers changed.
Yeah.
Elders do too.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, what does it mean to have abilities, and how can I really have compassion and more understanding for those who have disabilities?
Right.
And part of it I'm learning is putting my foot in my mouth, because I'm sometimes I do the wrong thing, I get it wrong. But what I'm learning is it's okay.
Right.
It's safe here among friends.
Yes.
My friends anyway. And hopefully that's one of the things that will come out of this podcast. I wanted to ask you, who is it for?
Well, I think it's for anybody that just wants to make a change, like that wants to connect on a level where it's non-judgmental, accepting, and an open dialogue. Honestly, there are a lot of able-bodied people that have tons of questions about disability that they have nobody to talk to about, because people always come up to me and be like, can I ask you a question? I don't want to offend you. And these are just strangers.
Right.
So I mean, before I was even thought of this podcast, I spent years just people coming up to
you
me.
You were by default the guru.
Yeah.
You're the one that they knew.
Yeah.
Who had a visible disability.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that too.
Right. And it's just like people ask me questions that, you know, I didn't have all the answers to.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, that's, you know, it's interesting that they look at me and expect me to have the answer.
Ah.
And then
no pressure.
I don't have the answer. So then I'm like, there's a lot I need to learn. So that's why I love the fact that this podcast has come out of such a real life kind of paradigm about what is out there and what needs to be out there. And people have no problem telling me what they want to hear about and what's exciting and what's new. And
so you've been sort of test marketing people.
Yeah.
People know, oh, hey, we need to know about this.
Right.
What are some of the topics you're excited? I know we've already got some content in the can that we'll be producing and unrolling, but what are some of the, like, sneak previews of some of the topics you're excited about?
I'm really excited about talking about to people that have kids and that are disabled. So mm-hmm. whether you're a disabled parent with able-bodied kids, or able-bodied parents with disabled kids, or both,
mm-hmm.
like disabled parent and disabled kid. I think that's interesting, because a lot of people assume, I was told my entire life, like, oh, well, you're in a wheelchair, so you only go out with guys in wheelchairs. Okay, that's a big assumption, because one, I didn't know that. The first time somebody said that to me, I was like,
I never perceived that, but I suppose that's a default assumption some
right.
people would have.
But then I felt weird, because I was like, does that really mean that that's what I need to do? I'm excited about that, because a lot of people be like, they see my kids with me and they're like, oh, is this your sister? And my kids have always had issues with, like, that's my mother.
Right.
You know, so it affects a family. It affects kids. It affects your partner. And
yeah.
And it's a big deal. And disabled individuals get married and have kids and have sex and all that stuff that able-bodied people are like, no, they can't do that.
Well, we just don't know. We don't yeah. see it presented in
right.
media. I mean, unless it's really somebody in your life, you probably don't have access to just witness that.
Right. And when I was in graduate school, when I was getting my PhD, we would get speakers and to come and talk. And I'd always ask my supervisor, well, are they disabled friendly? And I think I asked that question for 6 months, and one day she took me in her office and she goes, so what is this disabled friendly thing that you say? She goes, I don't get it. People ask me, what does it mean? The way I like to think about it is, like, if you're disabled friendly, then you're not uncomfortable with somebody that has a disability. And usually you have somebody in your life that has a disability. I always hear, like, oh, my grandma had arthritis, or my brother's autistic. And now it's just become kind of like a situation where people are more comfortable talking about disability.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think the media has something to do with it.
Are we seeing some changes?
I think a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I have colleagues and friends that, you know, that are disabled and still have issues with the media. And I do, because I think that, you know, if you're disabled and in the media, people say either you're selling out because you're kind of exploiting your disability to get paid, or you're not really that disabled. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
kind of a double standard there?
Yeah. So it's kind of a conflict.
What are some of the other topics that you're excited about? I know we had some gentlemen on.
Yes, we did a podcast on masculinity and femininity, and disability, which is really interesting.
We hope to get one that's on femininity.
Femininity,
too,
yes, right? That's what we're working on, femininity, yep. Disability. Another exciting one that you guys might want to check out, definitely, is sexuality and disability, because everybody talks about that, but nobody wants to.
I feel like
answer.
I want to lay down a track of like some bounce, bounce, bounce,
exactly.
Some deep bass here.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's kind of the place to go to get a taste of it all. That's really what I think.
Ooh, that sounds
it's
good.
Like, it's,
yeah, and then there's other things, like people who had amazing careers.
Right.
Jim Lebrecht.
Yes,
So I'm super happy to be part of this with you. And how can folks follow you?
Disabilityguru.org. I'm just glad that it's all coming together, because honestly, the universe is just opening up, and it's like what needs to be spoken about is just coming to fruition, and it's beautiful, actually. So I'm very grateful and honored and thankful for all my listeners and you, Valerie.
Thank you.
For pulling me out of my shell to do this, and I'm proud of myself.
Well, I'm proud of you, too.
Okay.
So here's to our new podcast, Disability Guru. I'm just so excited, and thank you for letting me help you. And I didn't want to sound like that, because now it sounds like, oh, you need me.
Oh, my hair.
Oh, not like that. Anyway, I'm stoked about it, and thank you guys for tuning in to the first
yes.
Disability Guru podcast.
Thank you all.